The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 1st, 1977, in Mayapur, India.
Manne dhanami janarupa tapasthutauja tejaprabhama balapo ursabuddhi yoga. Nārādhanāyai bhavanti parasya pungso bhaktya chutosa bhagavāna gajadūtapāya. Nobody can captivate Krishna by all these material possessions. These are material possessions. Money, then manpower, beauty, education, hostility, mystic power, and so on and so on. There are so many things. They are not capable of approaching the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna personally says, bhaktyamam abhijanati. He doesn't say all these material possessions, that if one is very rich man, he can have my favor. No. Krishna is not a poor man like me, that if somebody gives me some money, I become benefited. He is self-sufficient, Atmaram. So there is no need of any help from anyone else. He is fully satisfied, Atmaram. Only bhakti, love, that is required. Bhakti means to serve Krishna, that is without any purpose. Ahoituki apratihata, that bhakti. Analyzed, unnavilasita sunnam, jnanakarma dhanamritam. Everywhere, this is the statement of this shastra, that bhakti should be unalloyed. Nāvilāsitāsunnam jñāna-karmādhanāvṛtam ānukullena krishnānusilanam bhakti-yuttam sarvapādhi-vininmuttam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa-sevanam bhakti-yuttam. There are so many other definitions. And if we have bhakti, love for Krishna, then we don't require huge amount of money or strength or education or austerity, nothing of this. Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam yomi bhaktya pradacchati. He doesn't require anything from us, but he wants everyone that because he is part and parcel of Krishna, he wants to see that everyone is obedient to him, everyone loves him. That is his aspiration. Just like the father is a very rich man, he doesn't require any help from his son, but he aspires that his son should be obedient and lover. That is his satisfaction. That is the whole situation. Krishna has created ekabhushyama we are Vivinnaṃsa, Mamaivāṃsa Jīvavita, part and parcel of Krishna, every one of us. So everyone has got some duty. Krishna has created us expecting something to be done by us for satisfaction of Krishna. That is bhakti. So that our opportunity is obtained in this human form of life. We should not waste our valuable time in any other occupation or business. Simply inquire and be ready how to serve Krishna. Anukullena Krishna. Anukul. Not your satisfaction, but Krishna's satisfaction. That is called anukul. Favorable. Anukullena Krishna anusiranam. And anusiranam means activity. Not that in trance I am in meditation. That is also something is better than nothing. But real devotional service is activity. One must be active. And the best activity is to preach the glory of the Supreme Personality of God. That is the best activity. Nacha tasmat manusyeshu kastit me priyakritam. So our this movement is based on practical activity. Whatever talent you have got, whatever little strength you have got, education you have got, you haven't got to learn anything. Whatever you have got, in whatever position you are, you can serve Krishna. Not that you have to learn something first and then you can serve. No, the service itself is learning. The more you try to render service, the more you become advanced, how to become experienced servant. We don't require any extra intelligence. Otherwise, the example is Gajajuthapāyo. The elephant, the king of the elephant, he is satisfied. He's an animal. He's not a Brahmin, he's not a Vedantist. Maybe very big, fatty animal, but after all, he's an animal. Hanuman was an animal. There are many such things. Jatayu was a bird. So, how they satisfied? The Jatayu fought with Ravan. Yesterday you saw Ravan was kidnapping Sita Devi, and Jatayu, the bird, he was going, flying. Ravan knew how to fly without machine. He was very, very materially powerful. So the Jatayu attacked him on the sky. Who are you? You're taking a message. I shall fight. So, Ravan was very powerful. He was defeated, Jatayu. But he fought. That is his service. Never mind, defeated. Similarly, we have to fight those who are opposing Krishna consciousness movement. We have to fight with them to our best capacity. Never mind, if you are defeated, that is also service. Krishna sees the service. Defeated, victorious, depend on Krishna. But fighting must be there. Karmanne badhikarasne mahaphale sukadas. That is the meaning. You have to work for Krishna sincerely. intelligently, and victory or defeat, it doesn't matter. Just like Jatayu was defeated fighting with Ravana. His wings were cut off. Ravana was very strong. Lord Ramchandra, he did his last funeral ceremonies because he was a devotee. This is the process. Not that we have to learn something extra. Whatever capacity we have got, let us decide to render service to the Lord. It doesn't require that you must be very rich or very beautiful, very bodily strong. Nothing on this earth. Savai pungsaṁ paro dharma yato bhakti radhukhade ahituki apratihata. In any condition, your devotional service should not be stopped. That should be the principle. We are not going to stop any circumstance. And Krishna is prepared even to accept a little flower, little water, patram pushtram phalam toyam. He doesn't say, give me very luxurious and palatable dishes, then he will be satisfied. No. The real necessity is bhakti. Patram pushtram phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajacchati. This is realness, bhaktya. Bhaktya mam avijanati. Javana just. Therefore, we have to develop our bhakti, love for Krishna. Premapumartha maha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised. People are after dharmartha kam moksha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, even if you become liberated moksha, that is not the qualification to get favor of Krishna. Prema apumātha maha, pancham purushāt. People are trying to be very religious. That is good. Then economic, dharma artha. Artha means economically very rich, opulent, then kama, very expert in sense enjoyment, and then mukti, this is general demand. But Bhagavad says, no, these things are not qualifications. Dharma prujhita kaita vatra. Siddhartha Swami has said, that mukti is also another cheating. Why mukti? Krishna does not demand that unless you are mukta, liberated, you cannot serve. No. You can serve in any condition. Avaitavi apratihata. Not that because first of all we have to become liberated. Because as soon as you begin bhakti, you are already liberated. The platform is so great that a bhakta without any other ultra motive, he is already liberated. Brahma bhuyaya sakalpati manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogena jasevate sagunana samatitrayetana brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Immediately, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vaja ahaṁ tvā sarva-pāpebhyo mokkhayiṣyāmi. If Krishna takes charge of vanquishing all your reaction of sinful life, then that means immediately you are mukta, you are liberated. Liberation means we are entangled in this material world, because we are creating one after another entanglement. Nūnaṁ pravatta kuru te bikarma, because we are in such a position that we have to act obviously, not properly, even if you do not deserve, even if you are very careful not to kill even an ant, still imperceptibly, you, while walking, you kill so many ants, and don't think that you are not sinful for that purpose. You become sinful, especially those who are non-devotees. They must be responsible for killing so many small creatures while walking, or while there is water pot, you have seen so many small animals are there. Even by moving the water pot, you kill so many living entities. While igniting fire in the oven, there are so many living entities, you kill them. So consciously and unconsciously, we are in such a position in this material world that we have to commit sinful activities, even if we are very, very careful. You have seen the Jains, they are after non-violence. You'll find they keep a crop like this, so that the small insects may not enter the mouth. But these are artificial, you cannot check. In the air there are so many living entities. In the water there are so many living entities. You drink water, you cannot check it. It is not possible. But if you keep yourself fixed up in devotional service, then you are not bound. Jagyate karmannatru dukayam karmabandhan. If your life is dedicated for yoga, for serving Krishna, then the inevitable sinful activities which we commit without any knowledge, we are not responsible. Mannimittikitam papam punnayava kalgati. So our life should be dedicated simply for Krishna consciousness, then we are safe. Otherwise, we must be entangled with so many reaction of our activities and bound up in the repetition of birth and death. Māṅga prāpya nivartanti mittu saṃsāra vartma. Nūnaṁ pramatta kuruse vikarma jadindriya prītaye aprinoti na sādhu manne jato ātmanoyaṁ asanna pī klesa deyāsadeya. The safest position is, let us always be engaged in Krishna consciousness, then we make spiritually advanced and safe from the reaction of sinful life. So Prahlāda Mahārāja thought it that although he was born in a family, asura family, ugra-jāta, still, if he decides to serve Krishna, Lord Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, with bhakti, following the footprints of Gajajūtapāya, the king of elephant, he was animal. You know the story that he was attacked by a crocodile in the water. So there was struggle for existence between the two, and after all, the crocodile is the animal in the water. He had great strength, and the elephant, although he is also very big, powerful animal, but he was not an animal of the water. So he was very helpless. So at last he began to chant the holy name of the Lord and prayed. So he was saved. He was saved, and because the crocodile caught up the leg of the elephant, he was also saved. because he was Vaishnava. And this animal, crocodile, he was under the feet of a Vaishnava. So he was also said. This is the story you know. Thariya Vaishnava Seva, he indirectly gave service to the Vaishnava. And he also became delivered. So, bhakti is so nice thing that very easily you can get favor of the Supreme Person. And if Krishna is pleased upon you, then what remains? Everything you get. Everything you get. Jasmin vijnate sarva vedam vijnate bhavat. Easiest way to please Krishna, you don't require much money, much education, nothing of this sort. Simply, you require your heart. Krishna, you are my Lord, you are my Master. Eternally, I am your servant. Eternally, let me be engaged in your service. That is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna mantra. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, I am your servant. Somehow or other, I am now fallen in this material condition. Kindly pick me up and engage me in service. Oi nanna tanuja patitam kinkaranga maam bhishami bhamam budhau. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching us. Bhamam budhau. This material world is just like a great ocean. Bhava. Bhava means repetition of birth and death. And ambu means, ambudhau means in the sea, in the ocean. So, we are struggling hard for existence in this ocean. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ayi nanda tanuja patitam king karangama. I am your servant, eternal. Somehow or other, I have fallen in this ocean and struggling. Pick me up. Ayi nanda tanuja patitam king karangama bhishame bhavambudho kripaya. By your causeless mercy, Ayi nanda tanuja patitam king karangama bhishame bhavambudho kripaya tava pada pankajastita dhuri sadisang bhichin. This is bhakti marga, devotional service, to become very humble, meek, always pray to Krishna, kindly consider me as one of the particle of the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord sea. This very simple thing, manmana, in this way, think of Krishna, become his devotee, offer obeisances, and whatever patram, puspam, little flower, water you can provide, offer to Krishna, in this way, live very peacefully and be happy. Thank you very much.